be burned out. It's some kind of flesh.
What?
You ever hear of proud flesh?
Yeah, oh yes, oh yes.
What's that mean?
Well, proud flesh, I mean just like you got a cut and it's raw, you know, raw. He said that's proud flesh in it.
What is that brown liquid that stings? You might put a little on your finger when you get a cut.
Mercuricone.
And?
Mercuricone and what's the other?
Yes.
What is the other? Mercuricone and Valley.
And how about, you ever use the one that begins like I?
Iodown, yes.
How about some pills you might take for fever, or this white powder and capsules? What's the what's the tonic in a gin and tonic?
A tonic?
Or, you know, how about the white powder and capsules of pills that you might take for fever?
The white powder, penicillin comes in a capsule.
Did you ever use quiet, what is that?
Quinine.
Uh-huh.
That's good, too.
If the doctor did everything could, but the man, he just couldn't make it, you might say, but he...
He tried.
Uh-huh, and what, how about the man, he...
He died.
Uh-huh. Do you have any other ways for that, so you won't hurt people's feelings, you say?
He passed.
How about any others?
Dead.
Well, what if you're glad this fellow died? You say, I'm glad that old skin flip finally.
Died.
Uh-huh. The others say pegged out?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
How about any other words?
No. Pegged out, oh, yeah. What is that word?
What if a fellow, he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he
died with?
And, what do you call a place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
Other words for that?
Graveyard.
More?
No more. Burying ground.
And what do you call the box that they put people in?
Casket.
Yeah,
no, that's all right.
You ever hear of pinto?
What?
Pinto.
Oh, well, pinto isn't a casket, but it's